ABC News.
Well, I think the way, in terms of the way we structure hours and our working day, it's probably fairer to say that it needs to be connected to the type of work that you do and the nature of the work that's undertaken. So imagine if we were working in a customer-facing environment, taking every Wednesday off is not really a feasible type of option for a firm to look at operating under. So while it works in the case of Verso, it's not going to work across the board, but there certainly, I think, is a case for considering what is the appropriate length of the average working day. And there have been various experiments in different contexts. You might recall a couple of years ago, Sweden, in the city of Gothenburg, experimented with a six-hour working day. And the results there were fairly impressive as well in terms of a range of outcomes that they were looking at, just as it was the case here in Bursa.
I suppose we hear anecdotally that many people claim they work longer hours overtime for which they're not paid just to keep abreast of what's going on in their workplace. Is this a way to get around that?
Well, I think it is one way to set different types of standards in the workplace and what's expected of people. Of course, we don't know what people are doing on that sort of Wednesday. The evidence from Versa suggests that they are doing a range of non-work sort of activities, but we've seen certainly across the board a rise in the tendency for people to take work home, to stay back late. There are often expectations around being back at work sort of later as other workers are sort of there as well. So it's sort of hard to know what's there, but what we do know is that there isn't, you know, there is some correlation between working hours and productivity, but it's not as strong as you might think it is. And often when we look at experimenting with new ways of working, like changing our working hours arrangements, we've got to change a whole range of other things around the way that work is organised. And in the process, we can come up with more efficient ways to do things, smarter ways to do things, which means that we get productivity gains, not just people working sort of harder while they're at work, but in fact working smarter or more efficiently as well.
I take on board that you've said this could only work perhaps in certain types of industries, but looking at this particular example, staff apparently are quite happy with it. Do you see any downsides to working a four-day week, Monday, Tuesday, having Wednesday off, and then back Thursday, Friday?
It'd be nice. Some days I think it'd be terrific if I could do that. I think the argument has been that often what you find is that when people take a midweek day off, they come back to Thursday more focused, more energised, more ready to put in what needs to be done to do the work they do. And it may be the case that on Fridays, particularly in office environments, it's the end of the week. People may not be as productive as they would be at other times in the week. But in the case of Versa, because it had this day off on Wednesday, Friday becomes a far more focused day. I mean, working longer working days in effect to get their 37 and a half hours in, so people know they have to get stuff done. And I'm assuming here with Versa, they're still working to productivity targets. They've still got to get work done, meet team objectives and a range of things, which are still in place to ensure that the time is as productive as it can be.
ABC News.